Good morning, school shanim rabot, chag sameach. I'd like to share an idea. It's Shivi'i shel Pesach. It's quickly approaching. An idea with regards to this coming holiday, coming finish of the holiday, which will connect us, ironically, to the beginning of the holiday as well. See, the Midrash, in commenting on the second pasuk of Parashat Beshalach, states the following. It says, Davar Acher, another interpretation to the Pasuk, it means there was an interpretation before that, Vayasev Elohim et ha'am. This is a Pasuk at the beginning of Parashat Beshalach. You see, the Pasukim at the beginning of Parashat Beshalach describe why Am Yisrael were on their way to Yam Suf. They could have went a much more simple way. They could have gone Derech Eretz Pelishtim. Why was it that they were marching toward Yam Suf? Well, says the Pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu steered them in that direction. Ki Amar Elohim Pen Yinachem Ha'am Bir Otam Milchama V'Shavu Misraima. They would encounter, Bnei Yisrael would, the Pelishtim, other nations along that route, and they'd be nervous and turn back to Egypt. Therefore, Vayasev Elohim Et Ha'am Derech HaMidbar Yam Suf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned the people in the direction of the Midbar by way of Yam Suf. That's the description in the Pesukim. Well, says the Midrash, did you listen to the word Vayasev? Again, Vayasev means he took the circuitous route. Beautiful. Circle. He turned them. Mikana meru rabotenu. It's based on these words that the rabbis in some way stated at the beginning of the last chapter of Masechet Pesachim, Afilu ani shebi Yisrael lo yochal ad shiyaseh. The Mishnah at the beginning of the last chapter of Masechet Pesachim says that on Leil Seder, when we're sitting and drinking the cups of wine and eating the masa, it's necessary that we be leaning. What's the word in Hebrew used for leaning? Yaseh. Heseba. It says the Midrash, look at the same word. The word that describes how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us on that circuitous, circle, roundabout route, and what we do on Leil Seder, Vayasev, and Yasev. Shekach asa lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'ne'emar, Vayasev Elohim. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, as the Pasuk stated. Vayasev Elohim. Well, what's the connection? Well, what's it got to do? It's a beautiful connection in terms of the words, Heseba and Heseba, but one is a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing us in a circle fashion out of Egypt through Yam Suf. The other has to do with leaning as kings, as Bnei Horin, on Leil Seder. What's the connection that the rabbis are drawing? In the most simple sense, many of the Mefarshim on the Midrash suggest the following. They say, had we not been led out, Vayasev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, out of Egypt to freedom, well, we wouldn't be able to be seated in such a fashion. We wouldn't be able to act and feel like free people, like kings and monarchy on this night, because we'd still be slaves. We'd be eating in whatever fashion or way was handed to us. And as a result, the Midrash, in its most simple sense, is just drawing the linguistic connection between Vayasev and Achiyasev to say to you, as you celebrate on Leil Pesach, the freedom that was through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's direction, you should realize and understand where this really began and what it could have been otherwise. That's one interpretation. It doesn't really address the specific of the word, Yasev and Vayasev, because then by extension it could have just said, that's about Yisya Mitzrayim. It's just ironic, it's just coincidental that the word is the same. I'd like to suggest perhaps a darush on the Midrash a bit further, and it goes like this. Put yourself for a moment in the shoes of the Ani Shebi Yisrael. Put yourself for a moment in the shoes of a person who's poor, destitute, doesn't have a dime or nickel to their name. And on this night, they're told not only are you to be eating and drinking, but you're supposed to be doing so in the fashion, in the manner of a free person. Not only of a manner and fashion of a free person, but do it like royalty, like monarchy. That's laugh out loud comedy. What are you talking about? What is that? Oh, you're making me fake something that I can't realize, I can't appreciate, and won't. That's the description in the Mishnah. That's why the Mishnah says, Afilu Ani Shebi Yisrael. The Mishnah doesn't say the higher class, the middle class. The Mishnah says, even the lower class. That's the Hidush over here. That's what the Midrash, I think, is pointing to. It's those words. But what's the connection to what God did to us upon leaving Egypt? I'm going to ask you now, take yourself out of those shoes and put yourself in the shoes of an individual leaving Egypt at that time, running away from Egypt and Paro. Yisrael, racing to freedom, realizing, seeing for the first time the horizon, which is all beautiful, leaving behind the bleak and dreary servitude and slavery of 210 years in Egypt, and, oh, wait a second, turn course, shift your direction, and focus on a direction to that sea. Are you kidding me? I finally had an opportunity. I'm finally going to have the swift exit route. I'm finally going to make my way out. And you're turning me that way? Each of these represents circumstances and situations where the person, if you put yourself in those shoes, doesn't realize and can't appreciate what's taking place. Well, let's begin backward now. Let's put ourselves in the shoes of Am Yisrael, who probably couldn't understand it in the scheme of things. As we read it in the Torah, as we look at what transpired afterwards, we can very much appreciate. If you could say to yourself that in the moment they didn't realize, they didn't understand, but there was Avinu Shebashamayim looking down and saying, Peninahem ha'am, because the people might turn away. They'll be nervous. They'll be scared. They won't be able to withstand the difficulties up ahead. But from that bird's eye view, from seeing it from afar, from putting the whole picture into perspective and seeing it all at once, well, now it makes a lot of sense. We turn, perhaps, says the Midrash, to the Anisha B'Yisrael, to every individual who's going through difficult times. But let's focus for a moment on Leil Seder, to the Anisha B'Yisrael. I know in this moment you don't feel free. I know in this moment you certainly don't feel like a rich king who has power and providence over those below him who can be leaning in this fashion, but understands. There's a larger perspective. There's a larger schema that's up ahead and that lays in the future for you. And you need to take this moment and appreciate it in its larger context. The message in turn of the Midrash is to each of us, not only to an Anisha B'Yisrael on Leil Pesach, but to him as well. There are circumstances, there are situations in life in which everything that's transpiring, everything that's taking place doesn't seem to make sense. This is, can get worse than this. There's nothing positive about this situation. Are you kidding me? You want me to put this in a positive light? I'm not able to. And the answer is quite simply, in this moment, you're not. But if Mishpatei Adonai Emet, Nidri to the end of the Pasuk, Sadeku Yahdav, we sometimes appreciate the Emet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it's Sadku Yahdav, when it's Yahdav, when it's all together, the righteousness, the justice is only felt through the consequence which transpires afterwards. In the moment, Am Yisrael could not have appreciated marching into an ocean, feeling and realizing freedom, but then feeling as if they're stunted and sent in the wrong direction. So to an Anisha B'Yisrael, we are, over the course of the next several weeks, to be counting Sefirat HaOmer. Just yesterday, we focused on the fact that Sefirat HaOmer presents for us two seemingly separate and disjointed charges. On the one hand, Tisperu Hamishim Yom, you have to count 50 separate or 49 separate individual days. On the other hand, you need to count 7 Shabbatot Temimot, 7 complete weeks. One takes a full complete picture into perspective, and the other one says focus on each as an individual. Each are true in our own lives. In the moment, we need to experience, we need to realize, we need to understand, we need to feel and be a part of all that's transpiring and taking place. If we're to say, well, listen, what's happening in Israel, it's going to have a larger good, so let's just sit back and watch it and assume all is going to be good, well, then we're not Tisperu Hamishim Yom. If, on the other hand, we get caught in the difficulties there and here, if we get caught in our moment-to-moment life and we say, well, it can't get any worse than this, may as well give up, we're not seeing the Temimot, the complete picture either. Am Yisrael, upon leaving Egypt, were presented immediately with that perspective of Temimot. They were immediately handed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu a perspective, a vantage point on life in which moment to moment, day to day, is significant and necessary. But just as much so as being able to step back and say, I'm Anish B'Yisrael, I'm a poor person. It doesn't feel like freedom right now. It doesn't feel like I'm in control and wealthy. But maybe there's a larger picture here. Maybe this moment will be in some way a catapult, a springboard for a future moment. Maybe by faking it and realizing it in this moment, I'm able to shift my perspective from now the message in turn to each of us during the difficult times in any realm of our life. Some might be financially successful, but spiritually struggling. Some might be spiritually successful, at least in their own minds, but in marital struggles, they're struggling. Some in terms of child rearing, others in terms of anything and everything in our day-to-day lives, which we struggle with. To be able to struggle and to experience a struggle is the Tisperu Hamishim Yom. You need to be doing so, and you need to be emerged and immersed in that. You need to be a part of that experience, but at the same time, without getting yourself down, without becoming depressed, by saying Vayasev Elohim, by saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did take us out because Peninachem Ha'am, because we were nervous, he was nervous that we would be sent back, because he had that bird's eye view, and we oftentimes lack that Timimot perspective. So it bears reminding. It's necessary that we from time to time pause, reflect, and realize Heseba and Vayasev are necessary realities for us in life, even as we can't see it, even as we don't perceive it in this moment, but to keep that in mind. The end is not yet here. The larger picture, when it fills out, when it's Mishpete Adonai Emet, you'll understand it specifically and only when it's Sadeku Yachdav Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.